For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The world is full of religious ideas that attempt to provide meaning to human life. The Bible explains that people are created with knowledge of something greater than themselves. There is a natural desire to find a personal philosophy by which we live our lives. To find our true direction, we must look to the Creator of the universe. God was willing to sacrifice His Son on the cross to pay our sin debts, so that we may join Him in eternity. This morning, Pastor Holland will conclude his message entitled, How to Get to Heaven from Here.
Second of all, I want you to see quickly, there really is a plan to get you there. Look what he said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I believe in Him. I believe in this book. I believe every word of it. No compromise. No feeling of anything. I believe this is the Word of God. I know there's a place called heaven. I'm troubled about a lot of things down here, but that's one thing I'm not troubled about. But it involves a conversion. Look, if you would, at verse number 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you understand what I just told you? I just told you how to get to heaven. Now, there's some more verses that we'd like to share, but God's plan to take you to heaven is not based on ritual. It's not based on religion. It's based squarely on your faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I hope you believe that. It's just not a story. Somebody said, well, how in the world could you be saved by the blood? Because there's power in the blood. And I tell you, we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And if you have any hope of getting to heaven, you're going to have to place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can work yourself to death at Victory Baptist Church. And I surely don't mean this as a slight on anybody, because I hope all our workers are saved. But you can teach Sunday school all your life. You can work on the bus. You can sing in the choir. You can sing specials. Ain't going to get you to heaven unless you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It was a powerful conversion. I'm going to tell you, when I think about Saul who became Paul, don't have time to get into that today, but my. Isn't that a miracle? Yet God changed his life powerfully and put him on the road in the right direction. The plan involves, not only does it involve the powerful conversion, but it also involves a personal return. He said in verse 3, and if I go, and we know he did, to prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again. He is going to return again for his children. It's going to happen in two ways. Here's how Jesus is coming back. One day, there's going to be something we refer to as the rapture. The Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I'm telling you, that appeals to me. I'm not much on heights, but I don't think I'm going to worry about it if the Lord just goes ahead and jerks me out of here. I think my eyes are going to be fixed on Him. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus come today? You know, somebody said, well, the ceiling. No, you wouldn't have to worry about the ceiling. He'd take care of that. But I tell you, just take us right on out of here. I'm looking one day for the upper taker. And I tell you, I don't know if I will. But I hope He comes in my lifetime. And I can go home to be with Him. If it would come to pass, the rapture of the church. The word rapture, you'll not find that word in the Bible anywhere. But it's a word that's used and it stands for the calling away. When God calls us, we're going to be taken out. Either Jesus is coming back for you in the rapture, or He may be coming after you in death. Read your obituaries. They're packed every day. People are dying. However, for the child of God, death has no hold. For the child of God, Death has no harm. For the child of God is stepping over on the other shore. I tell you, I believe those that are over there are wishing we were there. We ought to be knowing we're going there, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But it's merely a departure from this life into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we'll live forever. This involves a certainty. He said in verse 3, and I like this, and if I go to prepare a place for you, what? I will come again. I like that. He said, I will come again. That's an ironclad guarantee. God promises you, if you receive Him in salvation, that He will come again. He will receive you unto Himself, and that's where you'll be with Him forever and ever. The Bible offers salvation to whosoever will. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm grateful today that it's a blessing to know that it's a certainty. There's so many things uncertain in my life. I don't know from one day to the next what my day is going to hold. I never know what I'm going to experience, what I'm going to have to go through, or what I may have to do. I just never know. But there's one thing I do know. Jesus is coming again. And He's coming to take us home, those who have been saved by the grace of God. And then thirdly and lastly, there really is a promise to rest in here. First of all, there's a promise of hope. Verse 1, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What Paul was saying, if in this life only we have hope, we are most men miserable. But thank God there is hope beyond life. We take a body of a believing loved one to the cemetery and we bury them. There's the hope that one day that body is going to be resurrected again. And we know that when they draw their last breath, their soul goes to be with the Lord, because the Bible said absent from the body is present with the Lord. There's a promise of hope. I tell you today, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Then there's a promise of home. You know, Brother McBride, he preached out of Hebrews. And I remember the sweetheart banquet that night. He preached about, you know, when God told Abram, He said, just go. He didn't tell him where to go. He just said, go. He didn't have a place to go to. He didn't have a place to live, but he just went because God told him to. I tell you, I'm glad to know, you know, I hope that I do whatever God told me to do. If God told me to go, I hope I'd go, but I'd sure like to know where I was going. But I'm glad today He didn't leave that in the guessing category. He didn't leave that in having to wonder. He gave us the promise of where we was going. Then we see a promise of a home. But He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, because it's going to be a perfect place where all of us go to be with Him. I've been raised on this book, and I believe this Bible. And I believe heaven is a wonderful place. And I believe it's going to be so much better than this life of disappointments, trials and troubles. But we need to remember, we're not home yet. We're not home yet. Don't rest in your laurels. Don't stop. Don't give up. We just hadn't got there yet. But one day, we're going to all be with Him. And friend, today, I don't know why God left me here as long as He did. One day, I was standing at my son's graveside. And there's a guy I used to work with. He and his wife was across the way. And he came over, and this is what he said to me, because he knew me. He said, you know, isn't it strange that God didn't take you, but He took your son? He was referring to the way I used to be. He was referring to the things I used to do. And I tell you honestly, I don't deserve the life that God's given me here. But by His grace, for some reason, He's left me here. And He's given me a job to do. But friend, I want you to know that the joy and the promise of sweet deliverance, when one day I step over on the other side and I'll see those that I love that have gone on before. And then in verse 3, we'll see the promise of heaven. And I will go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. According to the Bible, we that are saved have become heirs of God. I don't think the reality of heaven has ever broken in on us. If we could really grasp the reality of it, we'd get a burden to try to get people to go to heaven with us. We would tell them that Jesus loved them and died for them and He's willing to save them. I want to run through a list of things that the Bible says about heaven. It says it's 1,500 miles in every direction. That's a big place. Its substance, it has jasper walls. It has a golden street. It has foundations of precious stone. It has gates of pearl. It shines. The city shines with the awesome glory of God. The splendor of heaven. We have access to God. It's illuminated by the glory of God. It's approachable by the people of God. And there's nothing in that city that'll defile it. Friend, you're going to leave it all behind and move on. A city of remarkable glory. But you know what? Verse 3, last part, where I am, there ye may be also. Friend, I'm going to tell you, all those things I read to you is just wonderful. That's not what makes heaven. What makes heaven is Jesus will be there if we'll put our faith and trust in Him. But friend, if you're here today, don't be a skeptic. Don't be a doubter. Why don't you this day put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? For He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can you get to heaven? All it takes is responding to God's call. In just a minute, we're going to give an invitation. And as the invitation is given, if you don't know you're going to heaven and you want to be sure you're going to heaven, if you'll step out and meet me at this altar, we've got somebody that can take the Word of God in just a few minutes, show you how you can know that you're going to heaven. And I tell you, you walk out of here today with a full assurance that you know where you're going when you die. There's a lot of things that bother me. But I tell you, one thing don't bother me, where I'm going when I die. Years ago, as a 10-year-old boy, I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and He gave me eternal life. I believe there's going to be all kind of rewards in heaven. I believe there's going to be all kind of positions in heaven. And I tell you what, I may not be at the top of all that, but I'll tell you one thing, I'll be there because I know that I've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I know whom I have believed in and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity and the privilege we have to open the Word of God. And Father, I pray now that You would just guide and direct. I pray that You give wisdom, strength, and help. I pray that You'd bless Your holy Word. Lord, I thank You today that we have Your Word. Lord, it's inspired. It's profitable. And Lord, it's given to us to strengthen us and to help us. Lord, I believe every word of it. Don't doubt any of it. And most of all, I know there's a place called heaven. Lord, have Your will and way. Speak to hearts, I pray. Bless this invitation. Lord, help us all to walk out of this building today knowing that we're going to heaven. The rapture could take place right now, and there could be some left behind. But Lord, by the time the invitation's over, everybody would have had an opportunity. And if the rapture took place after church this morning, perhaps no one would be left behind because everybody would know what they have to do to go to heaven. Have Your will and way, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is vital to have proper directions so that we arrive at our destination. Have you found guidance for your earthly life? Destinations in life are important, but the most critical destination of all is after this life. Where are you going when you die? Salvation is provided through Jesus Christ. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.